Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. And a report by a group of experts examining food insecurity says famine is imminent in northern Gaza and can happen any time starting now. Gaza's health ministry says people have already died of hunger in the north. More from NPR's Ayo Batrawi.
The report by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, says everyone in Gaza faces high levels of acute food insecurity, and more than a million people are struggling with catastrophic levels of hunger. The IPC says the situation is most severe in northern Gaza, where conditions to prevent famine haven't been met. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had this to say on the findings.
Today's report is Exhibit A for the need for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
Israeli authorities have curtailed the amount of aid entering Gaza since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel, and they blame Hamas for the problems inside Gaza. Aid agencies say the quickest way to avert hunger is for Israel to open more border crossings with Gaza and let more aid in. Aya Boltraoui, NPR News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is agreeing to send a team of officials to Washington to discuss a prospective operation in southern Gaza. Sunday night, the Israeli military launched a raid on Gaza's largest hospital, which it says killed a Hamas commander, and has plans to embark on an operation in the southern city of Rafah, where an estimated 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering. Biden Netanyahu spoke today for the first time in more than a month. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Israeli team will arrive in the U.S. in coming days. President Biden signed an executive order today to advance research in women's health across federal agencies. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports Biden signed the order in a room full of cheering supporters.
At the White House, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden explained how this issue was first raised to them by Maria Shriver, the former First Lady of California. Shriver explained in remarks to the crowd that research on medications and treatments has mainly been done on men, leaving many unanswered questions.
Women make up 2/3 of those with Alzheimer's, and no one knows why that is. We make up 80% of those with autoimmune diseases, the majority of those with MS. No one knows why that is.
The executive order includes $200 million for interdisciplinary women's health research at the National Institutes of Health, along with directives for other agencies, including the Department of Defense and the National Science Foundation. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
The Supreme Court has declined to intervene in terms of holding a prison sentence for one-time Trump administration trade advisor Peter Navarro. Navarro slated to report to prison tomorrow to begin serving a 4-month contempt of Congress conviction for his role in not cooperating with congressional investigations into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Navarro said he did not cooperate because his former boss had invoked executive privilege. On Wall Street, stocks continued to move higher, the Dow up 74. 5 points. This is NPR. The craft and fabrics store Joann has filed for bankruptcy protection, but the chain is assuring shoppers its stores will remain open while it gets its financial house in order. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports Joann was hit by all the people giving up their pandemic crafting hobbies.
Joann is trying for a fast bankruptcy proceeding, hoping to emerge on the other side late next month. It's going in with a detailed restructuring plan, including deals with lenders and commitments for $132 million in new financing. The company says almost all of its stores are still making money, but customers aren't sewing or crafting nearly as much as they did mid-pandemic. Joann wants to shed $500 million of debt, and only 2 years after becoming publicly traded, it wants to go back to being a private company. Through it all, Joann says it plans to operate as usual, paying suppliers and landlords and running its stores and website. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
It's looking likely the Supreme Court will side with the Biden administration in a dispute with GOP-led states over how far the government can go in terms of controlling social media posts on topics like COVID-19 and election security. Justices appeared skeptical today during nearly 2 hours of arguments, in which lawyers for Louisiana, Mississippi, and other parties accused the Biden administration of seeking to squelch conservative speech on social media platforms. Some lower courts have sided with the states, but the Supreme Court blocked those rulings while it considers the matter. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today. Oil was up $1.68 a barrel to $82.72 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from Jackson. Seek clarity in retirement planning at Jackson.com. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial, Inc., Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.